Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. In 1920, with World War I still fresh on people's memories, America was evolving as a world power. A housing boom was leading an increase in home ownership. The 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution gave women the right to vote, and those who liked a nip or two began scheming either how to get a snort or how to distribute it, for the 18th Amendment went into force with the Volstead Act's prohibition. But what was going on in Sitka in 1920? According to Bob DeArmond's A Sitka Chronology, 1867 to 1987, 1920 was quite interesting for its 1,175 people, as he gives us a picture of Sitka before World War II expansion. In 1920, Sitka held its last election as a second-class city, in which J.A. Smith out-tallied R.W. DeArmond and L.T. Peterson 158 to 104 and 98 votes, respectively. Being the top vote-getter, Mr. Smith was entitled to be mayor, but thought better of that and deferred his position to Mr. DeArmond. In the same election, F.P. Ulrich, Eiler Hansen, and W.P. Mills were elected to the Sitka Public School Board, which employed three teachers and educated 73 pupils. Annual school expenses were $3,465 for teachers' salaries and $1,096 for other things necessary to run a school. Folks, that's a total of about $4,500 for an entire school year. Our frugal forefathers spent $62.50 per pupil educating them. In today's dollars, that is about $738 per kid. In comparison, today's Sitka schools educate about 1,300 students with a budget exceeding $25 million. As well, in 1920, editor William Hanlon started publishing the Sitka Sun, but soon decided that he could do so only once a month. It was still big news for the citizenry, though, for Sitkans had been without a newspaper for 13 years. Later that year, in an editorial in the Sun, Hanlon pointed out the need to develop the power source at Sawmill Creek if Sitka was to be in the running to get a pulp mill, almost 40 years before Alaska Pulp and Lumber began operations. Now that is some vision. At the time, the Mills family sawmill was busy cutting up spruce and yellow cedar into lumber, but it did shut down in November for 2 weeks so mill hands could attend the Alaska Native Brotherhood Convention. It was also in 1920 that Nels Bredvik moved his general store from Seward Street to Catley Ann Street. On Japonski Island, a new wharf and overhead tramway was completed for the big coal sheds which supplied steamers. The coal sheds also got new 6-inch thick concrete floors, a fireproof powerhouse, and wireless operation room. Speaking of steamers, the Spokane of the Pacific Steamship Company was the first steamer to dock at the new McGrath Wharf, discharging 150 tons of cargo. The brand new Pioneers Home Hospital on Lincoln Street was nearly ready for occupancy in 1920. In October of that year, President Wilson issued an executive order temporarily withdrawing certain lands in Sitka from settlement and reserving them for use by the Forest Service for a dock site. The Pyramid Packing Company was shipping out the last of its 1920 season salmon pack, for they had canned over 21,000 cases of salmon that year, far outpacing the Sitka Packing Company, which put up 6,524 cases. Booth Fisheries was busy freezing 2 million pounds of halibut, 200,000 pounds of salmon, 75,000 pounds of sable fish, and 7.5 million pounds of bait herring. But it wasn't all work and no play for Sitkans. Peter Kostromitinoff purchased a brand new player piano for his Orpheum Theater to the delight of audiences. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.